It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Wednesday, December 4, 2019. Now, if you missed yesterday's podcast, it's not your fault. I put it up quite late last night, but it's got something a little different. There's a little audio sketch in there, so you may want to go back and listen to that if you can. Now, for the jokes. The Carolina Panthers fired head coach Ron Rivera yesterday. Leading candidates to replace him are Josh McDaniels because of his offensive prowess, Mike McCarthy because he has a Super Bowl ring, and Mike Shanahan because he can finish off Cam Newton once and for all if that's what they want to do. He did it to RG3. In college football, Utah rose to the fifth spot in the college football playoff rankings yesterday, but they'll still need help to make the playoffs. Now, the angst amongst fans can be best summed up by that traditional Mormon saying, always a bridesmaid, never one of the first four wives. After a rash of injuries, the Saints have re-signed linebacker Manti Te'o to the team. Now, Te'o said he never expected to rejoin the team, and being signed to the Saints is the second wildest thing he could have ever imagined. And Michigan State retired Draymond Green's number 23 jersey in a special ceremony last night. Many players who have opposed Green over the years said that seeing his jersey get retired felt like a real kick in the nuts. All right. Those are the jokes for today, but the episode is not over, folks. Oh, no, it's not. Did we get a goal there? Oh, the Toffees. We have a guest here as we watch the Man U Tottenham match. It's, of course, our frequent visitor, Nooch.
Hey, thanks for having me on today, man.
No problem. Happy December to you. What?
Happy December to you.
Yes, happy December to us all. Now, we are again in this new alignment, which is very casual watching. Very casual watching. You are on the couch, yep. And I am sitting behind the couch, and we're both watching the game, which is going to make the conversation difficult, perhaps. But they're close to the half.
Yeah, and it's soccer.
Ah, touche.
No, I'm kidding. Everybody out there loves soccer. It's the best thing going. Worldwide popularity off the charts for years. Love it. Great game.
Well, and especially Premier League is truly the premier soccer league. It's appropriately named.
Absolutely.
If you're watching MLS all the time, not as good. But no. The Premier League, those guys are brilliant.
Now, this is America, so my prediction is the MLS will rise into the same type of glory as the Premier League.
Not
just
in our
maybe
lifetime.
Maybe 200 or 300 years from now, yes.
I don't know about 100 years, but it would be tough. Maybe at the end of our lives, we'll see something like that. Or some billionaire could just put a bunch of money into the league and build it up a little bit more. Eventually, there's going to be more billionaires than NFL teams, so they're going to have to buy some of these teams, you know?
Yeah. Fun fact, one of the players, Dele, I had to cast his voice for a project.
Dele Alli?
Yes, yes.
And he's British, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe it wasn't him. Never mind. Are there multiple Dele's, D-E-L-E's?
Well, sure.
In Premier Soccer?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's like one who's French as well.
That's the one.
Dele Mbata, maybe? Who knows?
Perhaps. That's a you know.
We're past your level of expertise, really, at the beginning of this.
Yeah,
that's
way
okay.
Past.
But we are going to talk about what is in your wheelhouse, which is basketball.
Yes.
It's like the quarter of the season check-in, okay?
And what a season it's been.
It is. The Lakers, and what I really want to talk about is something we mentioned on the ride over here. I think Dwight Howard is an excellent litmus test for the difference between Kobe Bryant and LeBron James.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Look at how Howard is embracing a helper's role, essentially, and being rewarded for it. He's putting up great numbers. He's super efficient, and it's all because of LeBron. I mean, maybe a little bit of the attention that Anthony Davis draws, but LeBron is willing to give the ball to Dwight Howard, and Kobe wasn't. Kobe wanted Dwight to sit and rebound his misses and throw it back out to him to miss again.
Yeah, and it's an impossible situation for a defense if you think about it. They can't have so many big physical guys on the court at one time to defend the likes of LeBron, Dwight Howard, and Anthony Davis.
Right.
So if it's a win-win situation in every scenario for Howard.
Yep.
You know, he can take it easy on his body. They don't need him 1,000 minutes a day.
Right.
He's going to have the third best defender at any given time. And he's a big physical guy who's pretty fresh-legged because of his...
And if they have any big guy who's got any kind of mobility, that guy's got to cover Anthony Davis.
Yes.
So, yes, there are very few teams that have enough dudes to cover, really. And like, all of them could be power forwards.
Yeah.
Like, you look at the Knicks and their power forward lineup, and then the Lakers' power forward lineup, because the Lakers could put out Davis, LeBron.
Yep.
Kuzma.
Yep.
Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And I don't know who another guy that they got is. The Danny Green.
Sure.
He's not a power forward.
No,
at all.
But in that team, the other thing is we're failing to mention, but not failing to mention because it's obvious,
right,
is you kind of have to double team LeBron or Anthony Davis at most moments or they're going to take advantage of you.
Absolutely. This is the team that LeBron has wanted his whole career.
Yep.
You know, he could... Like, there's no guarantee, but with all the disarray in the NBA, this is a year for LeBron to try to get it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah.
I mean, every year is, but the Warriors are out.
Yeah,
you said it yourself. They could win the next three after this year if they get the number one pick.
Yeah,
or the number two or the number three pick. Yeah,
if they're back to Splash Brothers. Plus, number one pick and just their general greatness as an organization. Like, even these games they're losing, they play tough games. Steve Kerr is a terrific coach.
Very good. And they have
a great staff.
They have a great system as well.
Yes.
You know, their backups are supposed to be Curry clones. They're not going to be close to as good, but they're supposed to be the same kind of guys. You look at D'Angelo Russell, he's an all-star.
Yeah.
He's an asset that they'll probably get rid of for something else.
And the guys that have been productive, if you think of the weirdos like Ty Bowman, Eric Paschal.
Well, Paschal's
Glenn
a rookie.
Robinson Jr.
Yes. That's the system and development.
That's the system. But, like, it makes you wonder sometimes, like, shouldn't people be mirroring the system where you can plug any guy and he's essentially
absolutely
a well-rounded player that gets
that's
points.
That's the old Illini. I couldn't say it there for a second.
It's a tough word.
But I always talk about it. That team with Kendall Gill and Nick Anderson and Marcus Liberty, that team was ahead of its time. Those guys were all, you know, tall, small forwards who could handle. That was a team of Iguodalas.
Yep.
And,
Paul
you know, you got to shoot
Carole
better.
Butler. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. All those guys who ended up becoming the dominant position in the NBA first, which is the wing.
Yep.
And then it all became wings.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Denver. Denver's almost, they would be outside of Jokic. They're just like one weird wing.
Yep. Everybody's a two or three.
Yep. I mean, Millsap, even though.
You're right. He's the hybrid.
But he's fallen into a role player role, you know.
What about Porter? Are they going to ever unleash him?
I think it's nice to have that sort of silver bullet that at moments where teams may be fatigued, you say, you know what, dude? Go out there, take some risks. We're not going to fault you for making mistakes. You know,
but try to get his
confidence up.
I guess, but if he's really good, I guess if he was really, really good, he'd be playing.
Right. You've seen it where certain guys get in a different system.
That's true. He was supposed to be the number one prospect.
Yeah.
So then again, Markelle Fultz went number one.
And it's funny that you mentioned that
because
you're saying it in a, you know, sort of a sassy way. But I was going to say, but look at now. How well he's played.
He had like 15 and 6 the other day, I noticed, just kind of offhand.
Oh, no.
And they're not really publicized, because I think that's their deal. They're like, let's just under the radar.
Yeah.
This year, you're going to kind of get your confidence. And, you know,
The ESPN guys are starting to go.
Well, and he's only 21, right?
Yeah. And he was the number one overall pick for a reason. These guys are, you know, sometimes.
Well, look how long it took
Embiid. Yeah. Exactly. But then there's guys like Anthony Bennett, and you think,
that's Cleveland.
But that's a bad pick. That's Cleveland. You know what I mean? Like, but the people that should be the number one overall pick, that's kind of a consensus or have that type of talent,
right?
Are usually going to
they're
going to
come through
way.
In some way,
and, yeah.
Unless there's a huge issue,
yeah.
I mean the patience, and that's a good place for him too, Markelle Fultz.
But I just want to say that, you know, we don't have to talk about it anymore, but I think we are seeing why LeBron is greater than Kobe right now.
Yeah.
And I use Dwight Howard as the example. And maybe, you know, again, Kobe fans will have their excuses and say, oh, Steve Nash was hurt and we didn't have anything else. And Kobe never passes the ball ever to anyone ever.
Nope.
That's why Shaq left. And that's, you know, that's Kobe. Yeah. I consider him to be, well, in L.A., he's certainly overrated.
Oh, people are like, yeah, now.
Nationally,
like,
I don't think he's overrated.
He's a great, to be fair, we both will acknowledge
top 10 player.
He's a wonderful player. But when you're comparing at this level,
yes,
we have the ability to sort of critique and say, well,
and, yeah,
LeBron is at such an elite.
Oh, yeah.
There
are, Kobe and LeBron are at opposite ends of the top 10.
And it goes back to LeBron's childhood and his relationship with his family and men. And then those early high school days from the documentary, how bonded he was with that team. That doesn't leave a person. He is, say what you want about his hair or whatever about the guy.
What would I say about his hair?
It's complicated. We don't need to get into
that. Oh, okay.
But as a teammate, he is an exceptional teammate.
Oh, my
God. Wherever he's been.
From get-go.
Yep.
He was Magic Johnson much more than Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and both of those guys are singular players, Johnson and Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
But when you... It's again, it's like improvisers. Like when you try to emulate Magic Johnson, you are a long form improviser. When you try to emulate Kobe Bryant, you are a stand up.
Yep.
Or at best, yeah, a groundling style improviser.
Correct.
You can win both ways.
Exactly.
You can win both ways. But, you know, Michael Jordan was Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
You know, like an without the drug problems,
right,
and everything. He was the chosen one with natural skill and a desire to get that message out.
Oh,
now,
yeah,
his message was just winning.
Yeah.
I just want to see how far I could take this whole analogy.
He was a heck of a player.
Who's
Michael
that?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Man, he had a drive.
He was.
About him.
You know, people don't talk about that enough.
No, but seriously, though, because it gets lost in the shuffle these days. That guy was terrific.
He won a lot. So do you have any different
Go Blazers. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Do you think the Blazers are going to make the playoffs?
No, I want to hear what you're about to say. I'm sorry I said go Blazers.
I was going to say different observations from when we spoke about the NBA earlier, beginning of the season.
Oh, well.
Is there anything that's changed in your mind? In,
yes,
terms of contenders?
I was convinced the Clippers were the most legitimate threat to the Lakers. Or I actually, at the time, thought the Lakers were the threat to the Clippers. But I see some other teams surprising me with how much people are going to underestimate them. And they're in the East, believe it or not.
Top three underestimated teams in the NBA.
Toronto. Miami. Now, this is a bit controversial, so take it
go
with
ahead
a grain of salt. Orlando.
Orlando?
Yep.
They're all going to make the playoffs.
That's correct. And, you know, it's a much more relaxing journey to the finals in the East, you know.
Well, I mean, Milwaukee to me seems like, or Boston.
Yes.
But.
Ooh, well, we've had a gap in between, but yeah, that Boston team is looking very
good.
Yeah.
You know what, honestly though, to me, Boston Lakers, there's no, if there was Boston Lakers,
yeah,
you know, all the hit, but it doesn't seem to me like a Boston Lakers thing right now is of any,
no, there's no sort of,
because Boston's
blood,
kind of a no-name team,
and they're friendly,
yeah. They're kind of like the 96 Yankees,
yes,
where you're like, this is a team that normally I hate. Mm-hmm. Not me, but, you know, people,
yeah,
hate, that's full of names we know and everything. And this is a very foreign thing to see a Boston team full of kind of, not that Kemba's a no-name, but Kyrie's,
yeah,
a bigger star than Kemba.
Well, that's
in terms
that's
of
relative,
in terms,
yeah,
of media. And
sure, yeah, yeah. And that's rapidly changing.
Oh, well.
I think ultimately Kemba has so much more of a Warriors spirit in him.
Oh, yes.
that when the stories are told after they've both retired, people will be talking about Kemba a little bit longer than the incredibly talented ball handling worst defender in the league, flat earther.
Yeah, I think I can't wait for Durant to get back and for that thing to just fall apart.
Yeah, and that's a great phrase too, because it will fall apart. And
those two how did the two biggest babies in the league? Now here's the thing: if Dwight Howard is in that scenario, Dwight Howard is miserable, awful, unproductive, disinterested, and everything. Because those two don't care. They don't. You know, Durant. It's like Durant made people better grudgingly.
Yes,
he
absolutely.
He had that skill set, but he clearly, again, these guys, you can see they want to be the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get there.
They just seem messy to me. I could be wrong. There's just something about the organization and the style. I mean, I don't like. And then Kyrie and Durant, there's that same thing about them. I mean, Kyrie, I liked at first, and I like that he's an
interesting skill
guy.
Is good. He's interesting in a very dumb way, though.
Yes, yes.
Like, it's like, if you're going to be interesting and try to be, you know, an intellectual, don't be like a flat earther intellectual. Like, that's the weirdest kind.
It is. But what do you think led to the growth of that movement?
I don't know if he thought it was a joke or if he just paid so little attention his entire life in school that somebody got his ear and he was like, I don't doubt that he has an intellect, but I don't think he has a very practical intelligence.
Do you think it's like an experiential thing where he feels like, geez, I haven't left Earth. So I've never really been able to take a look at it. So I don't know.
I think it's signals of extreme narcissism, where all he's thinking about is his own experience and how he has that to go on, as opposed to literally thousands of years of science.
Right.
That he has, I'm sure, invested nothing into in terms of figuring it out. Like,
I'm sure
he's done no research to actually see the other side. He's like, oh, I look down the road and it's straight. And everything in my world is me. It's like Trump.
Yep.
He thinks like, why should I have to consider anything else?
Right.
When the simplest observation and explanation I can come to, which may be very ignorant and stupid, but nonetheless pleases me because it's mine.
Yep.
It's a real stupidity. And I think there's probably more high-level athletes who have that than we know.
And oddly enough, we're having Kyrie on the show next week, so this should be interesting.
That would be great.
He'd do it. I think he'd really enjoy it. And I'd like to pick his brain a little bit.
Well, then, why don't you handle
I'll
the
reach
Kyrie?
Out to him, yeah.
You reach out Kyrie. I'll handle everyone else in the guest booking.
That could be a fun episode. I could call Trent Green, former assistant GM of the Cavaliers.
Oh, let's do that.
And we'll put him on and say, hey, we're the host of a podcast.
You're
also welcome to be on, of course, Trent, anytime you want to talk basketball. But we want to reach out to Kyrie because you just, you know.
Wait, how do you think he could get Kyrie?
Well, you say, hey, remember me? I'm Trent. I was your GM for a couple of years.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be a connection we can use. Do you?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
I guess so. Well, we'll try that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is plenty for an episode, don't you think?
Oh, this is like
we caught up on basketball.
An episode plus.
I did want to get to one thing, though, which is you were mentioning that you did some fake research in college football. What was that about earlier?
Oh, my wonderful maintenance guy who takes care of stuff around the apartment.
We know what a maintenance guy is.
You guys know what a maintenance guy is.
He Schneider.
He one time I casually had college football on, and he's basically blind California Schneider. And he loved talking about it. So now if I know he's coming, I'm home.
Got it.
I put the college
So you just happen
on.
To have it on, and then he talked about it. Who's
and
his
I
team?
I to him. I don't know anything. He likes – now, this is – he's got weird teams. He liked the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, college football.
The New York Giants.
Sure.
Baseball and the White Sox because of those teams leaving or something as childhood. And in college football, he likes – Geez, I don't think he really showed his cards in college football.
Oh, well, you have to have better conversations
USC?
With this guy. Well, okay.
Because he's from out here.
Well, that makes sense.
But I feel like there's a portion of the conversation my brain is blocking.
It's pretty clear there is.
Because we talked about he was at this game, this, and it was Michigan versus this and that, and things used to be different. It was weird. Horrible story. But
it really was a very bad story. I thought there was more to that story.
Well, and then we talked, and
No, there isn't. Let's not try to find more in the story. It's clearly no more in the story. All right, well,
I actually watched several minutes of the Ohio State
Michigan game. Okay, and he was celebrate. That what he was talking about, where he said that used to be a better game?
Yeah, there was a game in history where it was either USC versus Ohio State, and like someone said something to a guy, and it was great. I just can't remember what it was. So just know that it exists, and then your brain can fill in the details.
I'm not confident on your details, that you've given us, the few that you had.
The problem is, once we're done recording, it'll just come flowing back.
Well, then people can just look you up. What's your Twitter handle?
Dan333327. And it begins with @, like Twitter.
Yeah, Dan333327, so that everybody thinks you are a bot.
You know, people always say that to me.
Oh, yeah, I wonder why.
But the numbers have purpose. It's all
right. All right, it's all right. Okay, that was an episode, folks, and we're going to do another one tomorrow. So there. Talk to you. Go to sportsdump.com for archive material. Follow us on iTunes and on Spotify. And rate and review us, please. We'd love a 5-star rating. And then whatever you want in the review. Be mean. I don't know. Be funny. Be clever. We like our fans. All right. And tell somebody else to follow the Sports Dump. Grab their phone. Make them follow. There you go.